ouais. Le crime devient passe-temps, dans la nasse on se débat souvent, mais la chance trace, pas le temps, et on tombe de guerre lasse, souvent. Mais la ruelle demeure, c'est le veilleur des temps innommables. Seconde après seconde, heure par heure, sa voix dure comme fer, narre la grise fable. Une sale histoire sans fin, une boucle séculaire, un mauvais air. À peine 8 heures, les gens se couchent, seule la rue erre.
Maybe you can feel what my heart believes. You and I can make our own heaven.
We must keep on
listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock and next is Keeping It Real. Stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the When Rome Burns benefit show for Red Lodge Transition Services on Thursday, November 30th at 8 p.m. at Mississippi Pizza Pub in Portland. Red Lodge Transition Services is a Native American-led organization that provides culturally focused programs for women releasing from jail, prison, or treatment. Performers for this benefit include Cedar Rose and Fish Martinez. Again, that's the When Rome Burns benefit show for Red Lodge Transition Services on Thursday, November 30th at 8 p.m. at Mississippi Pizza Pub, 3552 North Mississippi Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bird and Bear, located 2801 Southeast Holgate Boulevard in Portland, and serving fresh comfort food in a comfortable setting. Lunch was provided by Little River Cafe, located 315 Southwest Montgomery Street in Portland. Sandwiches, hamburgers, and salads are made with locally sourced ingredients at this chic, artsy cafe. Dinner was provided by Fire on the Mountain, brewery and catering, with three locations in Portland. Go to portlandwings.com. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
Of the street with each step, walking closer to my final destination of death. When I'm laying to rest, I'm only saving my breath. The northwest fills the lungs, heals the pain in my chest. Take 6 quarters out of the pocket and drop it in the box. Hop the 48 off to pay homage. It stops often. I jot my observations, watching citizens walking off of the Joe Metropolitan. Yeah. Proletarians and wayward sons with old Filipino men speaking in their native tongue. And the day has just begun, greeted by the scent of a bum smelling something like B. beer, barf, and dung. A brother into blows in the back, all alone, marinating in a pair of half-broken headphones, mumbling rhymes. Same time, begin to pen mine, appreciating God's design. Rewind, sister, reminds me of a smile in the back of my memory. Wonder if I see her again, will she remember me? I'm not trying to holler, I swear. I'm just weary of the way we hop a ride and just sit there and stare. Prepare for my 9 o'clock work meeting. A couple pale folks slide right by with no greeting, but the people with my phenotype follow with a head nod up, cause we acknowledge that the shit fucked up. North of Martin Luther King, a straight war zone, detours through the concrete, cranes and bulldozers. No, the hill is not over still. Every block got a coffee shop, it's overkill. Focus, no big deal, dope to see Khalil back. The medicine is good again, the feeling of leaving and coming back to your hood again is priceless. I write this, our lives are in crisis. Most talk but don't walk the path of the righteous. Despite this, I measure each step, walking closer to my final destination of death. When I'm laying to rest, I'm only saving my breath. The Northwest fills the lung, kills the pain in my chest. Clutch the moment, a transfer in my hand, still listening. Looking out the window to the gold and the green. And the sun might be shining, but it's colder than it seems. Cause the weather's dialectical, there's no in between. In walks an old soul, a First Nation native cat, chiseled like a totem pole. No words as he stands and looks over us. He gets off and says, have a good day, you foreigners. I crack a smile one time for the acknowledgement. Northbound, now we start to pick up more college kids. They try to study on the ride to make up for the fact that they probably kicked it hard last night. And I ponder if it's time to save up and get a car and pay for the gas that we're taking from the war. I'd miss all the colorful faces, the places and spaces I've embraced with the faith that I can rest in. Raise kids here, even with these cats set tripping, bringing.
Yo, welcome back, Portland. It's another episode of Keeping It Real. It's your boy Aron and
Nick Deasy.
And we also got one of our special guests here from the school, but he's also a friend. We have Lance with us. What's going on, Lance? How you doing?
What's up? How are you doing?
Good, good. Welcome to our show, man. This is our first time having you here, right?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to have fun today. But before, you know, we get started, I just wanted to kind of give a, you know, pay my respect to those who passed at the attack in Egypt. Unfortunately, a couple of gunmen opened fire on some young men and children and elderly who were praying at a mosque in Egypt. You know, over 200 people lost their lives that day. So I kind of wanted just to, you know, to pay my respect to them and kind of shed light on another senseless act of violence towards people. You know, we need a lot of love and a lot of peace. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just kind of wanted to put that out there. Also, I'd like to take a moment and also let those people out there who are hurting and going through pain, you know, homeless, not having power or food, I'd like to also let them know that they're in my thoughts and in my prayers. We got a lot going on today. We have our membership drive going on today. Shout out to K-Boo.
Shout out K-Boo.
You know, they're out here giving us an opportunity and a platform to share our stories, our voices. And I kind of wanted just to make sure that I show them the love they deserve. Nick Deasy, what's going on with you? How you been?
I've been good, man. I've been working a lot. I don't think it was on here last time when I actually got a job at Napa Auto Parts. So
nice.
I'm the car guy now.
You're the car guy. What does that mean?
Explain. I don't know anything about cars, honestly. I hope they're not listening. I told them that, though. I was like, no, I don't know how to change oil. I don't know how to do anything. Uh-huh. I know how to drive and put gas in a car. They were like, that's fine. And so, I mean, I've learned some stuff. It's cool. I like it. I deliver parts in a Napa, in like a van, like a Chevy City Express. Yeah, City Express. But it's no logos on there. They give me like the unmarked car.
Yeah.
Since I drive the
Because you drive
car.
Crazy? Uh-huh.
No, because I drive the unmarked police car.
Yeah.
Well, my car.
Now everybody knows that, of course.
Yeah, you guys know the Blue Ivy. Me and her have been getting along.
You called her Blue Ivy.
Yeah.
That's your car's name?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that before. Yeah. This is the first time I hear this.
Blue Ivy.
See, you don't tell me everything like
beast.
You always tell people. The Blue Beast?
Yeah, the Blue Beast. Blue
it's
Ivy.
Either Blue Ivy or Blue Beast. Which one is
no,
it?
No, she gets both.
Lance, what do you think? Do you think his car is a Blue Beast or a Blue Ivy? What does it look like to you?
I think like a Blue Beast.
When I'm on the highway or I'm getting it, that's Blue Beast. But when we're just rolling around, that's Blue Ivy.
I call it Blue Caterpillar because it moves so slow.
You didn't just say that, Aron.
And it's on live radio.
No, me and Aron, the first night that I was able to drive my car, we had a show. And me and him, he just checked out the car. You went to, what is that school? Open Meadows.
Yeah, to play basketball, yeah.
Yeah, and he was like trying to hurry up and eat his 4 for $4 from Wendy's.
It's tough out here. You got to get a meal in.
He was running late, and he was like eating a chicken nugget, asking about the car, take a drink, ask about the car. Yeah, it was funny. But
good times. I still beat him in the race, though. He don't want it.
Wow. I'm twice as big of an engine as you.
I know. It's okay, though. My car got twice as big of a heart. My car doesn't have a heart. It's got an engine, but, you know.
We love our cars. This is what we do. Aron, what's your car's name?
My car's name is Summer.
Why?
Because a couple of things. First of all, Summer was, when I was in kindergarten, there was this girl named Summer. That was my crush back in Yemen. And then the second part is that summer is one of my favorite seasons because it's not freezing cold out there. You know, you could wear shorts, you know, minimum. And so I like summer. And so I called her Summer. Plus, my car brings me warmth and gets me to places.
Yeah. I mean, the car was already named Blue Ivy, and I was like, hey, I like that.
But that's a good name.
The Blue Beast is me and Tony. I know he's not listening right now because he works on cars all the time, but... Mm-hmm.
He's listening to you in his car. Ooh.
No. Nah, we came up with the Blue Beast because it's loud. It's fast.
Okay.
It gets going.
That's nice. I like it. Shout out to Peter. Peter is listening to us.
Who's Peter?
Peter, my coworker Peter.
Oh, Peter, yeah. From the school?
Uh-huh.
Oh, shout out to you, man. This is Nick. I didn't really get to meet him like that, but whenever I walk past his class, the whole class is just chill. They're not arguing.
Yeah,
like
he's a cool guy, man. Very kind-hearted person.
All the students say that they like him.
And he's a Blazers fan.
Hey, shout out. Mm-hmm. How about football, though? Do you know what?
Oh, I don't know if Peter likes the Seahawks, man. We're going to have to ask him that question.
He can actually call in and we can have
Yeah, let us know, Peter. Call in.
503-231-8187.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Call us and let us know what team you like, Peter.
Yeah.
I'd like to know that. So, Lance, what's going on with you, man? How you doing? Everything good?
Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, man, you know, I'm out here getting old, you know, but once again, I'd like to give K-Boo a shout out, you know, to all of you listeners out there. K-Boo is giving not just myself and my students, but they also have a youth program that gives youth the voice. They gave my students today the opportunity to come in and get some, you know, to get a tour and to get to play with, you know, some of the equipment here and to kind of learn about what radio broadcasting is. Delphine, I know you could pitch in a little bit into that.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Aron. This is KBOO's membership drive. This is actually our winter membership drive. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that for the next week, we actually are coming to you and asking you to show your love and support for KBOO Community Radio. Del and I have been a volunteer here at KBOO for the last 6 years. I'm also now on staff for the last year. But I volunteer my time right now engineering for Keeping It Real and for Combined Culture Radio coming up next, because, you know, this is part of what KBOO does. KBOO brings perspective that, yeah, not her anywhere else. And this is kind of how I like to spend my time, supporting all of us, being exposed to experiences and perspectives that are rarely heard anywhere. And you're listening and you're enjoying these perspectives. If that's the case, give us a call right now at 877-500-5266. Again, 877-500-5266. One of our volunteers will pick up the phone and walk you through the process. You can donate whatever you would like. And we also have some really awesome new KBOO swag. We have a new KBOO t-shirt and a KBOO beanie, which could be yours for a $60 donation. So please call in now at 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm and donate online there. Also, anybody who calls today will get a chance to enter a drawing, a prize drawing. And what you would get is a pair, actually is four pairs of tickets, VIP tickets to Portland Center Stage. So pretty much you can pick whichever show you would like to go see and when you would like to go see it, and those tickets will do that for you. And you could get a chance to win those tickets if you call right now, 877-500-5266. Again, you can go online, ikboo.fm/give. And here's another way you could donate. If you have a smartphone, you could just download the KBOO app from the App Store and then donate right through there. It doesn't really matter how you donate or when you donate. What matters is that you donate, because KBOO is here because of you. You are KBOO. You make KBOO happen. And it's been almost 50 years in the making. KBOO allows shows like Keeping It Real on the air and so many other shows. And I'm going to turn it back to Nick Deasy and Aron and Lance. Again, 877-500-5266 to show your love for KBOO.
Thank you, Delphine. We appreciate that. Yeah, people, go ahead and make those phone calls. We out here. Shout out to Lance. Lance is one of my students. He's also a very good friend of Nick's. So
that's my little bro.
So you know, I know Nick Deasy had a couple of questions for him. Yeah. So why don't you go ahead and?
Yeah, man. I remember when Lance first came to the school, we didn't talk much or nothing. But like the past couple, like 2-3 weeks, we started kicking it more because Jacob, and so we all been kicking and getting close. Mm-hmm. But I know for me, going from a public school to POIC and the difference between the environment, the way the teachers were, what made you go from, what school were you at first?
So my first high school, I went to Fort Vancouver, and then I ended up switching over to David Douglas before Rosemary Anderson.
What made you stick with Rosemary Anderson?
The teachers definitely, they're definitely more hopeful and supportive over like other teachers at different high schools and stuff. They just mostly seem like they just want to get their job done, and teachers over here at POIC mostly like they want to get their job done, but they're also a really good friend to all the students.
Okay, I see. I get that too. But what is it, the environment that you like, the smaller classes, smaller school?
Yeah, I definitely like the smaller classes and stuff like that. You definitely get a lot more support from your teachers and stuff, one-on-one interactions, and a lot more attention and everything.
So, Lance, you're somebody who's soft-spoken. You're more of a quiet, chill dude, you know? Always a good vibe. But I always wondered, like, what were some of the challenges you've had, like, coming up? As you know, and this is not, like, just school-wise, but I'm talking about in general. You know, there we have a lot of young listeners, too. And a lot of them might be able to relate to some of your experiences, right? So what were some of your challenges as just to navigate, you know, just through day-to-day life?
I had a lot of trouble with public speaking. Mm-hmm. Still do. I get anxiety a lot while talking to people, just because sometimes I overthink about what they might be thinking or anything like that.
Okay. Public speaking is a huge fear, actually. I just made up an assignment where students have to present on purpose, because I know, like, not just students, but public speaking is the number one fear of people. And the second one is death. So people would rather die than to speak in public.
Man, it's horrible.
You know, like...
Like, even at work, if someone's in my way, I'll be like, excuse me. I'll say excuse me 10 times before I get loud. I'm like, move! or in the grocery store. Like, I don't like being loud or saying excuse me, because then if someone gets mad, then I'm going to get mad.
Or you just want it.
But I'm not going to be mad to where I'm not going to get loud, so I'm just walk away. Like, I don't like doing that. Or, like, if someone's in my way, I will not say excuse me louder than a soft tone, because I don't want to be loud.
Right. And, I mean, man, like, it's intimidating sometimes. Like, to sit in front of a group of people and everybody gives you their undivided attention and you have to speak, it's intimidating. I mean, my job is to teach, so I'm in front of a class full of kids every day, but I still get the, you know, like my hands. If y'all watch my hand closely, you'll see how it shakes when I'm like holding the paper or whatever, and I'm like talking to y'all in class. Mm-hmm. But it was one of those things that I kind of had to start doing in order to overcome, right? So with that being said, what were some of the things you had to do in life to overcome? Like, what were some of the things you overcame, and how did you do it?
All right, well, I had to, like, okay, so it kind of started all back when I had to go to an alternative school, and I didn't get much, like, public time. I didn't really get to hang out with anybody and stuff like that. So I had to, like, pretty much relearn all social skills and talking to people, making friends, anything like that. And honestly, I think when I moved to Vancouver, I just pushed myself to talk to people and stuff like that, and mm-hmm. pretty much started making friends again, and yeah.
Right, and I see you around school, and you're always around, you know, like Jacob and Gunner, and you know, you have a cool little circle, you know, of people around you, and you know, whether it's playing silent ball in class or even the over the mountain, like, we always have a good time. But I also even see you, like, at lunch, and you know, even before and after school, like, you're always just you. I haven't seen, like, any, like, negative interactions. Like, it's always been, like, super funny, like, you know, y'all having fun around each other. How does that like affect, like, I guess, how does that make you how does that make navigating the day-to-day life for you? You know what I mean? Like, the fact that you can count on having fun people at the place where you go to every day, where you have to be at, you know, for a certain amount of hours of your, you know, of your day. How does that make that day go?
It makes it go a lot easier and a lot more fun, for sure.
Uh-huh.
But there'll be some days when, like, I don't really know people, and, like, my friends aren't there, and that's when it, like, really kicks in. I just have to, like, walk around or, like, look nervous a lot. But, like, when they are there, it definitely helps out a lot, because I can just talk to someone or, you know, be honest with them and stuff, and it relieves a lot of stress and, like, a lot of anxiety and stuff, so.
Okay, and how would you say, so, like, let's say there's a kid right now listening to you, and they kind of go through the same stuff that you go through, whether it's, like, the anxiety when your friends are not around, or just being moved from one location to another and having to, like, reacclimate and readjust and reconnect. What advice do you give, you know, people like that?
I would definitely say be yourself, because when your friends are there and you're hanging out with them, just be yourself so they know who you are. And when they're having fun with you, from you being you, you inside, you feel like, okay, I can be myself and I'm not what people think,
right,
you know?
Right, right. That's big.
Oh, what I was going to say earlier is, like, Lance, like when we're in class, he's always positive and getting in there. Like, the worst thing I've ever seen Lance do is just leave to go get a chocolate milk and just walk, just get up and walk out. Like, and then I'm like, bro, you gotta let me know just so I can, like, tell them, yeah, I know that he went to go get something to drink. But I'm telling you, man, he get up like four or five times, like, I'll go get something to drink. He'll come back with a chocolate milk and he'll just look over and cheese hella big because he went and got one. I don't know, we was talking. I was like, bro, what is it about this chocolate milk? Like, even at Thanksgiving when they had, like, the apple cider, the cold and the warm, you had a chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk is a secret, man. I'm telling you.
It was funny.
I know how you feel. I used to trade. When I was in high school, I would stand on the table and, like, trade things for chocolate milk. Like, maybe that's why I'm tall, too. I don't know. But chocolate milk is like gold currency to me, and I'm sure it's to you, too, Lance. I'll tell y'all a memory I have of Lance. We were playing silent ball in my classroom. He already knows what I'm about to tell. And one of the students said something to me, so I turned around and I looked away for 1 second. And when I looked back, all I saw was colors. And then a couple of seconds later, it kind of registered that I caught the ball in my face. Lance just threw it. He thought I was looking at him. He just,
bro, he's slick. So I'm not gonna name the other student in this situation, but, like, we and me and Delphine's class, we have fun. No, like, we haven't had any arguments, no mm-hmm. confrontations. So shout out to that. I like that. But
except with each other, you and I argue a lot.
Yeah, man, just arguing all the time.
I know, I feel Delphine.
I know, right? Working with Nick.
With Nick.
Man, so we weren't even playing a game. We're just all talking, and, like, we were, like, throw the football around or throw the little rubber balls around. And I was, like, me and Lance were throwing it back and forth, and Lance and his kid was, like, messing around. And so I throw the ball to Lance, and I throw it pretty good. Mm-hmm. And Lance is acting like he's going to catch it, and he moves to the side and hits the kid in the head. And then I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, hey, like, I was throwing it to him. He's like, I know. And
I was got you in trouble.
No, he ain't get me in trouble. I can't get in trouble.
Oh, because you're a what now?
I'm a teacher. I mean, I can get in trouble, but I mean, yeah. It wasn't on purpose. No, and I was like, oh, man, like, he's going to be mad. And he was just like, no, I know what happened.
Matt,
I hate to say it, but it was kind of funny the way that he thought that through, because that's something that I would have done last year. It's mischievous. I would have done that last
year. That is so you. But yeah, I mean, you know, the fact that Lance can sit in, you know, a class and have fun, I think that's big, you know, and the amounts of time you had to adjust to different situations, you know, it shows a lot of character on your behalf, you know, the fact that you could do those things and the positive outlook that you have. I think is a real good trait, you know, and it will take you far, you know, if you just stick to that. And on that note, I'd like to give another shout out to K Boo for coming into our campus and working with the students.
Man,
Delphine, what's that like for you?
It's just so much fun. And, you know, my reward today was actually having you all on a tour of K Boo, which was really amazing. And, you know, co-sharing that space with Nick and Nick taking a group of its own. So would you share how that felt for you, Nick?
Like I said earlier, I mean, Delphine asked, she said, what do you have, like, what do you want to talk about at the field trip? I was like, all I have to say is thank you for this opportunity. Like, I wouldn't be where I'm at. I wouldn't have a car. I probably wouldn't be on track like I am right now if Delphine wouldn't have came to that school.
Mm-hmm.
What, two, almost 2 years ago?
Yep.
Yeah, I wouldn't have had none of that if this wouldn't have come into my life, so...
You also said you might want to become a teacher now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I might want to be a teacher. Like,
we're gonna be colleagues.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's gonna be horrible.
I get to argue with them more.
But it's been just really amazing to work with folks like Nick and now with Lance, because Lance is also in my class, and I'm just so happy that you came here to Kebu twice in a day. That's really awesome. You were here this morning and back this afternoon, because that's what Kebu does. Kebu offers all of us this opportunity to be able to share our voice and our perspectives, and you react, listener. We know that you react because Kebu's been around for 50 years. And as I explain to the students this morning, we are listener supported, which means all of us come together, bring a little bit of our financial wealth. And what we have created together is an institution that has been around for 50 years and that is still shining. And most importantly, is offering a platform to the younger generations who are already our present, are going to be our future, and are going to take Kebu with them wherever they are going. 877-500-5266 is the number to call right now to support KBOO and to support this vision for our youth and for our future. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. You can also go to kboo.fm and donate right there. So if you love KBOO and would love to rock a KBOO t-shirt or even a KBOO beanie in the community so that you can let folks know that you wear whatever your values are. Well, if you were to donate $120, you could donate that right now, or you could donate it in small amounts, like $10 every month. You could get, as a thank you, as a token of our appreciation, we would send you either a beanie or a t-shirt, whichever you'd like. It says KBOO. It has a really nice logo on it. I don't know if you've seen our latest bumper stickers, but they are just beautiful. Black t-shirt with the KBOO logo, or black beanie with the KBOO logo. This could be yours for $10 a month if you call right now, 877-500-5266. You may also go online to kboo.fm/give to make your donation. And you could also download the KBOO app onto your smartphone and just donate this way. What's amazing about KBOO is that you are more informed about the issues that really matter to our community thanks to KBOO. And who brings you those issues? members of the community just like you, who are volunteers, who volunteer their time to come here, get free training thanks to your donations to KBOO, and then bring you their perspective over the air. This is how it works. It's been working for 50 years, and it will continue to work with your support. 877-500-5266 is the number to call right now to make your donation to KBOO. And super important note, folks, if you were to call right now, you will get entered. Everybody who calls gets entered into a drawing, a daily drawing of a raffle prize. And the prize today is 4 pairs of VIP tickets to Portland Center Stage. So that is you and some of your friends picking whichever show you would like to see at Portland Center Stage and going. And you could be entered into the raffle if you call right now, 877-500-5266. Again, this is KBOO's membership drive. It's really short. We'll be done next Monday. It's just a week. So really, really, really quickly, we need your support. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. And let's get back to Nick Deasy and Arone.
Thank you,
Delphine. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, and Lance.
And more folks, looks like.
Yeah, well, we got my friend Joshua in the studio. Oh, yeah. No, we're not on video. yes, people, please make sure you call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm and click the donate button. We'd really appreciate that. You know, KBOO is one of those platforms that's been given those people who haven't had a voice a chance to come and speak their mind, speak their truth, you know, and we're not bound by any like corporation or anything like that to sugarcoat what we say here, so we can speak the truth. I'd like to shed a light on another thing that's been going on in Libya. I'm not sure how many people have been aware of that, but there is a slave trade going on right now as we speak, where a lot of African immigrants who are refugees who are trying to get away from bad situations in their homeland. A lot of them have been trying to get smuggled out of North Africa. However, many of them have been pushed or sent back, and those who are sent back and end up landing in Libya have been taken and sold. Many of them are being taken and sold as slaves as we speak today. That is an urgent matter to me because, you know, it's inhumane. You know, slavery has affected the U.S. And many other countries here in the Americas and even in other places around the world. It's a plague. And 400 years later, we're still dealing with the ripple effects of that, whether it's through racism or systematic oppression. However, with that being said, you know, the fact that something like that is happening today in 2017, to me, it's almost 2018. It's I can't believe it. I can't even wrap my head around that idea. And the same thing goes to, you know, the idea that they're selling helpless people who are fleeing, who would literally rather get on a boat knowing that there is a huge chance of them drowning or that boat capsizing because it's 200-300 people on a boat that only fits 15. To me, that the fact that they're taking advantage of that and selling those human beings is disgusting.
It's horrible.
It's horrible. It brings me a lot of pain.
Makes my stomach hurt, bro.
But it's on us to speak up. It's on us to hold politicians accountable. It's on us to reach out to platforms like the United Nations and to write them letters, make phone calls, send them emails, whatever you could do, tweet, anything within your capacity. Use your social media outlet to notify people that this is going on. This is an injustice. It's ugly. And it needs to be stopped. So please, 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 do your research. Don't just take my word for it. Go out there and do your research, and go ahead and share your voice. Because somebody, you don't know how far you could go, and you don't know who you might be able to save by just sharing your voice. And with that being said, let's go on a different lane now. And this question goes to both of you. I know you both are a younger generation. Nick is an adult now, apparently.
Oh, that part.
That part. And you know, Lance, how old are you, Lance?
I'm gonna be 18 December.
Oh, so we got two people who are knocking on the adulthood door.
December what?
13th.
Whoa, I think I got a cousin with that birthday. I don't know.
Nice. So this is a question to both of you. What is your outlook on life right now? Where do you want to end up? How do you see yourself in a couple of years? And it doesn't have to be like job wise, right? I'm just talking about you individually. How do you really see yourself in a couple of years down the road? Uh-huh. Let's say when you're our age.
Slide it or hide it.
What?
Nothing, man. If you know, you know. If you drive a car, you know, sliding your car around.
Oh, right.
No. In 5 years, I hope to see myself really teaching. Maybe like at PYC, giving back. I still see myself here on the radio. I see progression, doing better and giving back. So I can help kids that were on the wrong, that are on the wrong track, that are coming up. That's where I see myself, as helping out, giving back, and quicker than 5 years, but still to be doing it in five.
Okay, so you got like a 5 year timeline, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean.
So you know, I'm not 25, right?
What?
I said when you get to my age, that's 8 years. Right? How old are you? 18.
Yeah.
Oh, that's 10 years down the line.
No, you're 27, right?
28. Yeah, I'm a sneeze away of being 29. Like, if I accidentally sneeze right now, I'll be 29.
Horrible.
So, Lance, what about you?
Honestly, hopefully, like, I want to be working, but I'd much rather go to college. I really want to figure out what I want to go to college for before I put all the time and effort into going and then just choosing something else, you know?
Yep, that's smart. That's pretty smart. What about just you personally? What kind of person do you think you'll be in a couple of years? You think you'll still be the same? You think your taste in things is going to change? What?
I want to be a really respectful dude.
Mm-hmm.
Dude that's known for giving a lot of respect, but also wanting to help out a lot. Not really looking for something to give back, like to myself, but something to give to other people, because helping other people and community and stuff like that is a good vibe, and it makes you feel good and stuff like that.
Okay, I appreciate that insight. You know, the fact that you're saying that shows a lot. You know, the fact that you're saying you want to give back to people for no apparent reason, right? You're not looking for something that in return. You're just willing to do something positive. I think that's huge. You know. Man, maybe you should work with kids. You know, I'm gonna recruit you, because Nick, you know, Nick will have somebody to, you know, to call a friend. Because eventually, I probably won't be working with Nick after.
After a while. He's gonna have big beef, and it's just all gonna end.
Yeah, but man,
where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Me, man, some retirement home. The way things is looking right now, man, it's getting harder to walk. No, I'm playing, but honestly, man, it's a tough question for me. I still want to be working with kids. I know that. I still want to be coaching. Hopefully, I'll still be teaching. I want to travel to, you know, third world countries but I want it to be a teaching experience more than just like a trip for fun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I want to take a group of students with me. Maybe once a year, maybe twice, and go and spend like a month or two at a rural village somewhere, and you know, just to see what life is like in other parts of the world. It doesn't even have to be like a rural village or a small town. I mean, I just want to provide that experience, that the experience of going somewhere new where you don't speak the language. Where you don't know the people in that land, where you know, like, where you would actually find out who you really are in those situations. I think, a lot of people miss out on traveling and just leaving home, you know. And I think that builds character. I don't know how many people have said this to you, but I've always heard, you know, like my elders always told me, like, yeah, you should travel, you should go to different places and meet people, and you know, because it broadens your perspective, not just about yourself, but just about life in general. You know, so you never know who you might learn from, what might happen. But man, and I want to go and try all the different types of food. Like, one of my favorite things to do when I get home is watch YouTube videos of street food from around the world. Like, can you imagine just going to like Thailand and just walking down the street and getting something nice, like something to eat, you know? And so that's kind of what I'm envisioning myself in 5 years. But we'll see. I guess only time could tell.
Yeah, like going to other countries and like other parts, that's more struggled is cool, but it's like, if I feel we need more college tours, because like POIC, they did the one to South Carolina.
Oh, it was just to check out the historical colleges.
It was Atlanta. Atlanta. I feel like going to poverty places is, like, I have nothing against it, but taking students to colleges to see where they can go to better themselves and those areas that's struggling, it's like, I feel that's kind of more important to show them that a lot of kids, they don't want to go to college because they have a certain view about it, or they're going to be lame or boring. So I want to be able to take some students on a college tour, and I know it probably won't happen for a year or two, but I want to take them there and show them what can be, so they can go back to that poverty place and help.
I think that's big too. Okay. How you doing, Tim?
Good. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing well.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm an old dude. I've been listening to you young dudes. You guys sound really hopeful and full of promise and stuff. Hey, but I was thinking with a young man who was talking just now about he wants to go to another country, immerse himself in another language.
Right.
I did that through Peace Corps, and he was right. It does transform you. I mean, it just totally turns you 180 degrees around in your perspective on who you are and where you belong on this planet and all that kind of stuff. So I would suggest, you know, if that might be one avenue. And if you're not into U.S. Sponsored things, the United Nations has a volunteer program. And they go into socialist countries as well as capitalist countries.
Oh,
they're
that's
not
nice.
As politically choosy as the United States.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. I'm gonna look up the UN one. I know Peace Corps one. You know, I was actually going to do Peace Corps for a little bit, but I instead decided to do AmeriCorps, and that's how I ended up in Portland.
My son did AmeriCorps. He was in Orlando.
Okay.
Teaching kids mathematics. That's what it was. Yeah.
Okay. Well, man, thank you, man. We appreciate that. Thank you for that.
Okay, good luck to you. Namaste and long life. And many, many happiness.
Hey, likewise to you, too. Thank you so much. Let's give Cable a quick shout out once again.
Cable, you know, is amazing.
That's right. It is.
That's right. And it is the membership drive. It's our winter drive. 877-500-5266 is the number for you to call right now to show your love and appreciation for your community radio station. That's KBOO. And Keeping It Real has a goal of $150. We are trying to raise $150 right now. And that could be you, just like you right now, listening, calling, and making a contribution. Maybe you could get us $120 to our goal if you were to give $10 a month. Give us $10 a month for a year, and we will thank you with a KBOO beanie. It's black, and it has the KBOO logo in it with like white, red, and blue lettering, and you will rock this all winter. It will be awesome. Everybody will ask you, what is KBOO? And you will get to tell them. KBOO is this awesome place that shares people's voices, that trains people for free. It's a community radio station. I contribute to it. It's my place. It's my community resource. How do you do that? 877-500-5266 is how you become part of this amazing resource. A volunteer will be there to walk you through the process and get you hooked up with a beanie. Maybe you would like a black shirt instead of a beanie because, I don't know, you don't like beanies, but I do. I'll get myself a beanie for sure. 877-500-5266 is the number to call for you to show your love and appreciation for Keeping It Real, for KBOO, and all of the community. Now, if you were to call right now, so let me repeat that number, 877-500-5266, you will be entered into our daily prize raffle. We have a raffle, and today you could win, get a chance to win 4 pairs of VIP tickets. So that is you and your friends going to see any shows at Portland Center Stage because you have 4 pairs of VIP tickets. And you could hopefully enter a chance to win this prize if you call 877-500-5266. You could also go online and donate at kboo.fm/give. And mobile is what you have, your mobile phone is what you have, then you could go to the App Store and download the KBOO app and just click on the donate button there, and that would do it. While you're on the app or on the website, please check out all the amazing content that KBOO has to offer, because we are radio and it's live and then it's gone over the airwaves, but guess what? It's also back on the internet just a few minutes after the show. So you get the whole show, Keeping It Real Right Now, will be podcasted on our website, kboo.fm/keepingitreal, and you can listen to shows, past shows. This is episode 15 or 16 or something. So there's a lot of past shows that you can listen to. This is what KBOO Community Radio offers, a resource that just keeps on going again and again. It never stops. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to show your love and support for KBOO. Again, we have an awesome beanie that you could get for $10 a month. That's $120. And a raffle prize. So if you are interested in Portland Center Stage tickets, you might want to call in so you can enter the raffle. Okay, I'm going to share that number one last time. 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm or the mobile app. And again, I say it often, but it doesn't matter how you donate or when you donate. What matters is that you do. So 877-500-5266 is the number to call. And back to Keeping It Real.
This is Nick. Last time we had a drive in around, we had a goal to meet during our show, and if that goal is met, we'll get your name, your address, and all your information. We'll get you in a Roan and DZ beanie or a t-shirt with Keeping It Real on the back. If that goal is met, we have 14 minutes. If that goal is met, you can get a t-shirt or a beanie with our names on it with Keeping It Real on the back.
Yo, DZ designed that stuff too, you know.
Man,
and, I still got mine. It looks nice.
So you could get a KBOO beanie and a Keeping It Real beanie. That's like double the love.
Yeah.
That's right.
And it will be one of one. It will be custom to you. There will be no other there like that.
That's nice. You gonna design it?
Yeah, man.
What are you thinking about already? Like, what are some the ideas? I'm about to quiz them right now on live air.
I'm going to just say, man, the color combos is going to be real. Might be tie dye, might not. Might be.
Yeah, you like your tie dye.
Yeah, might be. It's gonna be something exclusive. But we're gonna show love. We need to get this the goal met and keep KBOO on the air.
Yeah, you heard it first. So y'all better call 877-500-5266. Let's take it to a different lane this time, Lance.
What's up?
What kind of music have you been listening to?
Mostly like Tech N9ne.
Tech N9ne, you like Tech N9ne?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite song by him?
It had to be Dysfunctional.
Dysfunctional.
Yeah.
Okay, that's tight. What about you, DZ? You still on Kevin Gates?
Yeah, you know that, man.
He stayed listening to Kevin Gates.
Free my mans, bro.
He's still in jail?
Yeah, he's in there till like my birthday of this year. That's the earliest he can get out. Yeah, so I mean, that sucks because he got kids and stuff, but I mean, you gotta lay down if you...
Does he still release some music from in there?
I think he released old stuff because he just released something like a month or two ago, but I think it's just stuff that he had already.
I mean, man, I bet you he's been writing a lot though, huh? He probably come out and just record.
Yeah, he might. I don't know if he has the money to record. Like, I know other people record while they're in jail.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Man. Yeah, that's interesting to think about. You know, I've been listening to a lot of different music lately. But one that I've been kind of listening to a lot is J. Cole. Y'all know I'm a J. Cole fan.
You sweat him.
Man, I relate to a lot of his songs. That's all it is. Joshua over here laughing. Who you been listening to?
Hey, man. I'm just laughing at you listening to college raps.
He's no longer college rapping. He talks a lot about important issues, though. You know, if y'all have a chance, check it out. And then, you know, call me and let me know what you think about J. Cole. You know, he got a lot of good songs. Love Yours, that was a great song he talked about, but that was like, you know, a song where he talks about loving your life, you know, and not trying to keep up with somebody else's lifestyle. I thought that was big, especially in today's society. I see a lot of people trying to keep up with the Jetsons. Even though they, you know, like, you should live in your lane, like live your life and stop, you know, trying to imitate other people's lives. I don't know, do you listen to J. Cole at all, Lance?
I listened to a couple of songs before with my ex-girlfriend, but no, not usually.
Not usually. Yeah, I'm not even going to ask Nick. He always, he stay hating on my music.
So. No, I like J. Cole. I listen to J. Cole because of Shay, because he listened to J. Cole a lot. That's his favorite artist. Shout out to my bro, man.
How's he doing?
He's coming home on the 19th. He's going to be here for like 3 weeks. We're going to spend like a lot of money when he's here. If my family's listening, I'm sorry. A lot of tires.
Oh, Lord.
a lot of gas for the car.
Let's be safe. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, of course. Say safety first, fun last, man. If like people may see that the way that I drive, but safety is always number one. I know lots of little bro, I think it was last year. It was just a little bit over a year ago. Passed away in a car crash. Rest in paradise to him. But safety's always first, man, no matter what.
Yeah, those are always hard, right?
Yeah, I actually got my aunt and uncle took in a kid, Dylan. He's cool.
Shout out to Dylan.
Yeah, they were driving their, him and my cousin was driving their car down, I think it was I-5, and he like, I don't know how, but he flipped his car into a tree.
Oh my God.
And the car was like in the bushes, in a tree, whatever it was. And they showed me the spot and he just came out with a scratch.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's crazy to me because seeing him, we actually went down to the dunes, and he has a quad, and he was getting it up on two wheels and doing everything he could to be reckless.
He's one of the stunt devils. Oh, I can't do that.
He's got the
I can't ride none of those like, crazy, like the four-wheelers, the motorcycles. Man, even the skateboard, man. My first concussion was a skateboard. Can you believe it?
I remember I saw Ron on a bike for the first time when we were I was leaving POIC North Campus. Yeah, I started recording him because it's like, Ron, you have a car. I've never seen him on a bike. There's nothing against it, but I was like, wow, like
he's like, that bike is too small for you.
Yeah, man, you're like, you're super tall and you're just on a bike and his knees is hitting his chest. It's like, whoa, whose bike did he steal on the way over here? Like,
oh, I still have that video. I can't wait with you. No, man, I like bikes, but, man, I had so many bad experiences with bikes. Like, especially in Yemen. Like, I got hit by a car 2 times while I was on the bike. After that, I said, you know what? This is not the thing for me. And then I picked it back up lately, and it's still scary. Like, when a car comes close to me, like, I tense up, man. Like,
yeah.
You know? But have you had any experiences like that? Or just like...
Driving a lot. I mean, when was this? I think it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving and someone cut me off and I like started to get mad and I was like, I'm going to get mad and I'm going to be the only one to hear myself.
One of them people who talk to themselves in the
yeah,
car.
Yeah, and then I got to thinking, I was like, I mean, if I get mad, what is that going to do? I mean, they just have somewhere quicker to be.
All
right. And so getting cut off in a car is one of the worst things because it's like, for real, you just did that.
It's just one of those things, man. Like
that was like me and Lance on the way here.
I don't know if I get it from my family or not, man, but that's how I be too. I talk to myself inside the car. Like, if somebody does something like that, I'm always like,
yeah,
what, like, are you doing? Or like, it gets frustrating.
Some of the best memories come from a car. Like, the first time that me and Aron actually had, like, I'm not going to explain the whole situation because I was kind of rude, but the first time me and Aron ever, like,
oh my God,
got into it was in a car, and he was, like, super mad, and he wasn't mad later. But we were going to a hiring fair or something.
Job fair, yeah.
And I don't want to explain the whole thing, but basically, I said a joke to someone outside the car, and we're all laughing, and Aron was like, "Why would you do that?"
And then it wasn't the joke.
And then we parked right next to the person that I said the joke to, and I was like, "Oh man!"
It was so awkward because they walked up the same direction where I went, like, and I parked, and so they walked right by the car.
But they weren't mad.
And it was just, I was just like, man, this is embarrassing. Because it's my car. This is before he got his blue Caterpillar. What was it called?
The Blue Beast,
or whatever. That's what he calls his car. That was before he got a car. Now, I'm going to do the same thing to you in your car. And then we're going to see how you feel.
The first time Aron ever actually rode with me is when I brought him to the show. Because he was too sick to drive. Head was stuffed up and everything. Eyes watering. And then we went and got some food, and like every time I turn a corner, his eyes would just light up and like watch everything that went around the corner.
Man, it feels weird not to drive. But anyways, I think we're coming up to that point in the show. So I'm gonna ask each and every one of you to, you know, the same way we always end our show, give us a word of your wisdom. What would you want to leave people with today, to all the listeners? Nick, you could go first.
I don't really got no words of wisdom. I just want to say, like, I'm doing this for the kids that are scared to go to school because they're getting bullied, because they're anxious about going to school, they're nervous, the people that's depressed, the people that's going through hardship. I'm doing this for those people because I know sometimes we forget about that. And that song by Logic, the 1-800 song,
mm-hmm.
that song really got to me. And so I made it a point that next time I got on the radio, I'd say that. Someone's always here for you, even if you got to call the hotline or do something. People,
yeah, call us.
It's always going to get better, just like it has before, and you kept pushing. It's all going to be good.
That's right. So
that's all I got to say.
Appreciate your perspective. Go ahead, Lance.
I think, like, for kids and adults, like, don't be scared to be yourself. Just be yourself, you know? Yeah, like, don't ever be scared to show that.
Definitely. Yeah, I appreciate that. I guess what I'm going to leave y'all with is, number one, you know, we need a lot of love in this world. Remember what's going on in Libya. Please use your platforms. Give those voiceless a voice. Also remember, for those of you who are suffering or in pain, remember that, you know, there's always a brighter day. You are in our hearts. You are in our thoughts. Furthermore, to our listeners, remember to call 877-500-5266 and make those donations. KBOO has given a platform to many people, not just Nick Deasy and I and Lance, but children who come here. Our youngest DJ is 4 years old.
That's our oldest is like 80 or 90 something.
Yeah, and so, you know, you're supporting many people. You're giving a voice to many people, or a platform at least for people to share their voice. So remember that. Please go ahead and call us. Delphine?
877-500-5266.
That's right. And I guess we're going to wrap up the night. This is Keeping It Real.
Yeah, shout out to everyone that tuned in, man. Me and Lance have posted on Facebook for everyone to tune in. So shout out to all the little bros, all the little homies, the young life, my family, my loved ones that's tapping in with us.
Yeah, shout out to everybody that was listening. Shout out to Joshua for being in the studio with us. Next time he gonna talk. He just didn't know it today. Thank you, Delphine.
Thank you all. Stay tuned for Combined Culture Radio.
What? sister. Reminds me of a smile in the back of my memory. Wonder if I see her again, will she remember me? I'm not trying to holler, I swear. I'm just weary of the way we hop a ride and just sit there and stare. Prepare for my 9 o'clock work meeting. A couple pale folks slide right by with no greeting, but the people with my phenotype follow with a head nod up. Cause we acknowledge that the shit fucked up. North of Martin Luther King, a straight war zone, detours through the concrete cranes and bulldozers. No, the hill is not over still. Every block got a coffee shop, it's overkill. Focus, no big deal. Dope to see Khalil back. The medicine is good again. The feeling of leaving and coming back to your hood again is priceless. I write this, our lives are in crisis. Most talk but don't walk the path of the righteous. Despite this, I measure each step, walking closer to my final destination of death. When I'm laying to rest, I'm only saving my breath. The Northwest filled the lungs, kills the pain in my chest. Clutch the moment, a transfer in my hand, still listening. Looking out the window to the gold and the green. And the sun might be shining, but it's colder than it seems. Cause the weather's dialectical, there's no in between. In walks an old soul, a First Nation native cat, chiseled like a totem pole. No words as he stands and looks over us. He gets off and says, have a good day, you foreigners. I crack a smile one time for the acknowledgement. Northbound now we start to pick up more college kids. They try to study on the ride to make up for the fact that they probably kicked it hard last night. And I ponder if it's time to save up and get a car and pay for the gas that we're taking from the war. I'd miss all the colorful faces, the places and spaces I've embraced with the faith that I can rest in. Raise kids here, even with these cats set tripping, bringing 95 back again. Same old conditions from Reagan to Bush to Clinton to Bush the second. No matter the neighborhood in the city you're repping, it's getting serious, y'all. You can even hear the rebel car getting off, leaving hella pieces on the walls. Seen it all sitting sideways with my townmates. Only place left where majority just brown faced. Now we headed downtown to trade the labor for cash. I thank the navigator once and walk fast. I walk past the next round of cats to jump on it. Locked in deep thought. We ride around in silence across Resolve Bridge. I watch each step, walking closer to my final destination of death. When I'm laying to rest, I'm only saving my breath. The Northwest fills the lungs, kill the pain in my chest. I remain blessed, stepping on rain with each step. Eyes heavy from the lack of the cousin of death. When I'm laying to rest, I'm only saving my breath. The Northwest fills the lungs, y'all. You know the rest. You know the rest. You know the rest. It's like that, y'all. That, y'all. It's like that, y'all. That, y'all.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 7 o'clock on the dot, and next is Combined Culture Radio. Stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 2017 Iconic Music Party, Thursday, November 30th at 8 p.m. at the 6 West Lounge in Vancouver, Washington. Performing at this year's Iconic Music Party will be the True Original Beings, C4 The Prodigy, MC Groan, Mike Crenshaw, Caleb Wildcard, and Ivan Jamel. There will also be EDM and hip-hop DJs at the 21 and Over event. Again, that's the 2017 Iconic Music Party on Thursday.